So I'm very concerned about this. I think that a lot of it, I think that the collaboration of the bureaucratic machinery with it has to do with the assault on masculinity, okay? You see, the gender doesn't really exist. It's not really polarity. I mean, everything's all about expanding women's rights, but also terminating men, okay? And defining men out of existence. Masculinity is by definition toxic, okay? Masculinity doesn't exist. You see, this is the proof of it. But now I began my book Sexual Persona began as a dissertation at Yale graduate school on androgyny. I've always been attracted to the subject of androgyny, and that's what Sexual Persona is. I explored it in history, but the more I explored it, I realized that that historically the movement toward androgyny occurs in late phases of culture, okay, as a civilization is starting to unravel, okay, and that you can find it again and again and again through history in the Greek art, okay, you can see it happening. All of a sudden, okay, there's a kind of the sculptures of handsome nude young men athletes that used to be very robust, okay, in the archaic period suddenly began to seem like wet noodles, okay, toward the end, okay, and that the people who live in such periods, a late phase of culture, whether it's the Hellenistic era, whether it's the Roman Empire, whether it's the Mauve decade of Oscar Wilde in the 1890s, whether it's Weimar Germany, people who live in such times, okay, feel that they're very sophisticated, they're very cosmopolitan, okay, and homosexuality, heterosexuality, so what, anything goes, and so on, all right, but from the perspective of historical distance, okay, you can see that it's a culture that no longer believes in itself, okay, and then what you invariably get are people who are convinced of the power of heroic masculinity, okay, on the edges, whether they're the Vandals and the Huns, okay, or whether they're the barbarians of ISIS, okay, you see them, you know, starting to mass on the outsides of the culture, and that's what we have right now. That there is a tremendous and rather terrifying disconnect between the infatuation with the transgender movement in our own culture and what's going on out there. Okay, all right. And so I mean, that's why I'm concerned. I feel it's ominous. Okay,